Now, what are we teaching the children about September 11th? So often we think of American history as something told in textbooks with storylines that have been vetted and debated by scholars over the decades. But how do you teach something where emotions are still raw and the end of the story still unwritten? To talk about this, we've invited two guests. Carrie Ray Hill is a social studies teacher at City Collegiate. It's a middle school here in Washington, D.C., a public charter school. Also on the line with us is Dalila Ben-Ameh. She teaches at Universal High School in Bridgeville, Illinois. That's a private Islamic high school right outside of Chicago. I thank you both so much for speaking with us and taking time out of class to come and visit with us.
A pleasure.
Thank you very much for having us.
Carrie, I want to start with you. This is your first year teaching in D.C., but before that you were teaching at a city school in St. Louis, Missouri. What have you been teaching about 9/11?
There's a lot of different things. As the years go by, we get closer and closer to the history with a big H instead of just what just happened, because like for this year and for the last 2 years, we've had kids that were 2 or 3, 4 years old when the event happened. So it's really difficult to kind of say, so where were you? You know, like it's not an immediate memory for them. So initially in the Midwest, when I was teaching, it was pretty raw. It was right then. So we really discussed a lot of feelings and reactions and safety and things that were kind of on every middle schooler's mind anyway in life, and it just gets a lot more immediate at that point. Nowadays...
But do you teach just the immediate what happened, or you talk about why, and what is the why?
The what happened definitely is discussed. Just like you would teach anything like Pearl Harbor or just any event, you kind of go, this is the timeline, these are the players as we understand them to be involved. And then, of course, the why is always the big question, no matter what grade you're teaching or where you're teaching it. And the why is the hardest part. It's very difficult to get an idea of why. And, you know, as an adult, I don't have my head wrapped around it either. But what seems to help is just talking about, you know, bigger ideas of extremism and prejudice and feelings that are strong that make people act and react. And I think that tends to kind of make it a little more understandable, because I don't think anyone truly has their head wrapped around this event.
Dalila, what about you? You teach history?
Yes.
Have you been teaching 9/11? How do you teach it?
Well, when it first happened, obviously, we, just like Carrie was saying, we tried to deal with the emotions first. Everybody was shocked. Very emotional about it, did not understand what was going on, and we tried to provide more of a sort of counseling for the students and trying to help them understand how to face now the consequences of 9/11. As the years passed, we continued to address this, discuss this. Our school, being a private Islamic school, obviously was a target in many aspects by extreme group who wanted to walk down the school. And
what do you mean a target? Exactly what do you mean? Were kids unsafe coming to school? Were things said to them?
Right. There was a major safety issue for our students and our staff to be at Universal School for the first months after 9/11. So we had to address not only the tragic events and help the students and the staff go through it, but also understand why there was so much backlash against the school and the community, the Muslim community in general.
Well, what did you tell them? What is the why?
Well, the why is, I totally agree with Carrie. It's very difficult, even as an adult, to try to explain that. It might be a bit more easier for us Muslims to understand, simply because we are a bit more aware of what's going on in the Middle East. The children, a lot of our children, parents have come from the Middle East. A lot of them might be from Palestine. And so they have firsthand experience of unfortunate tragedies also that their own families have suffered. They can kind of understand that. But at the same time, these children are Muslim Americans, and they don't understand why they would be targets when they are Americans as well. The only difference is that they're Muslim. Their religion is different. Now, the why is related to, the political, international political problems that the world faces today with a race for, you know, competition for wealth, for power, for control over the world. And unfortunately, the United States has been a part of it.
Well, there are different points of view about that. And I wonder, how do you teach those different points of view? I mean, one point of view is that the U.S. is sort of projecting its power in places where it's not welcome. But another point of view is that some people hate America because of the freedom and lifestyle, and some people have a theological perspective on all of this. So those are, how do you teach all of them? Do you?
Well, remember, keep in mind that our students were born and raised here, mm-hmm. so they are Americans. They don't disagree, and actually, if anything, they embrace the democratic ideals of the United States government. They just realize that there is a difference between what is taught and what is really practiced in the rest of the world, because again, they have firsthand experience and knowledge of what's going on in some of their parents' back homes.
Carrie, what about you? You also had students in I don't know if it was St. Louis or Washington, you had students from overseas in your class as well. You had students, some Iraqi students.
Correct.
What was
your
experience?
When I was teaching in St. Louis, I had an Iraqi family move in, and this was in 2002 and 3, give or take. And they really had a hard time adjusting, because this was not a diverse school. This was an inner city school, and they were basically the only kid that didn't look like everybody else and didn't talk like everybody else and didn't obviously believe in, you know, whatever everyone else seemed to believe in. And aside from just your average 13-year-old bullying, which unfortunately is just a fact of life in middle school, it was a lot more targeted. Like, the kids had more to work with than they would have had to work with, you know, 10 years earlier or something like that. So just trying to get through and talk about what these people bring and how we're all from somewhere else. And, you know, just talking about the diversity of the United States as a nation is something that I think talking about that helps a little bit to kind of widen the spectrum. But 13-year-olds are really good at playing both sides of the card. That's, you know, how they survive middle school and adolescence, I think. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about the things of like, well, how is America seen somewhere else, or how does America want to be seen? They actually are harder on the United States policies and things that they learn about, mm-hmm. than you would expect just your random adult to be, because they like to argue. You know, they want to take the opposite side.
But it's still one, I think, it is still, as we've discussed, that September 11th is still one that polarizes the country and the world, and there's still conflicting opinions about motivations and the sort of ultimate sort of causes. And is this about religious extremism, or is this about imperialism? And so how do you navigate those things? Well, you particularly have people in your classroom whose parents might be on all sides of those conversations. Carrie, how do you deal with that?
I think having the conversation is really all, and it's the best thing we can do for the kids as well, because I was thinking about what I teach in 9/11, and honestly, every single year, and even class by class, it changes, because the kids change with every year. Every year that we get farther away from the event, you know, both more information comes and the emotions seem to, you know, I don't know, it's just subside, but it's not on the top of their list anymore to talk about. But I have to do something different, even on a daily basis with kids, because they're never the same. And what I, with this group that I'm working with now, it's very diverse. It's wonderfully multicultural, and it's a great group of kids. And, you know, we talked about, you know, migration and where we all came from. And we basically went around the world 15 times just with 15 kids. It was fantastic. And I think it helps us, you know.
Mm-hmm. Dalila, what about you? There's obviously tremendous diversity within the Muslim community in the U.S. and presumably sort of in your classroom as well, and
right.
Different points of view. How do you deal with the different opinions about what happened, why? Do you talk to the parents about it? Because obviously one person's bias is another person's truth, hard truth. So how do you deal with that?
Well, first of all, as an American history teacher, I always insist on the diversity of the American heritage, and I've always liked to rely on two important ethnic groups, the Catholic Irish experience and the Jewish American experience. And what I try to do as a teacher, American history teacher, is to show to our students, instead of creating a bigger debate or a dilemma, I try to show them that it is part of the process of any ethnic group to become a part of the American demographic landscape. And so as a result, the students are better able to even handle the whole situation and the backlashes by understanding that there will be, unfortunately, times of violence and times of division within the American society. But overall, the result always becomes positive, because when we look at Irish Americans today or Jewish Americans today, they're a very good and active part of the American system. they have integrated American mainstream, they participate in the political process, and they have become an accepted part of American society.
Interesting.
The Muslims are still going through that phase right now. Yeah. And so the Muslim-American experience is very comparable to these two groups.
Oh, it's very interesting. Interesting conversation with you both. I thank you both so much. Dalila Ben-Ameh teaches at Universal High School in Bridgeview, Illinois. That's an Islamic private school right outside of Chicago. She joined us by phone from there. Carrie Ray Hill is a social studies teacher at City Collegiate Middle School here in Washington, D.C. She joined us in our studios. I thank you both so much for joining us, and get back to class.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.